Alone for the Sake of a Sincere Heart by Flamingwell and Voidbound. Read for you by Flamingwell. This Guardian fanwork is rated general audiences and no archive warnings apply. Additional tags include misunderstandings, angst with a happy ending, new relationships and the trials involved in such, hand-wavy post-canon, unresolved trauma, and short-term unhealthy alcohol use. Summary. It is all they have ever wanted. The close, near-effortless intimacy they share, finally allowed to flourish under their earnest, if inexperienced, hands. And yet. In the days following their admittedly unexpected survival, Shen Wei and Zhao Yunlan find themselves exhausted and entirely unwilling to separate. They rest beside each other, well within each other's space. One morning, in the soft light of dawn, Shen Wei presses a faintly desperate yet chaste kiss to Zhao Yunlan's lips. He is cautious in his movement, mindful of the constellations of bruises still marking them both. He trembles as he pulls back, the enormity of his actions pressing upon him, the sheer impulsivity. Zhao Yunlan's eyes flutter back open, his tongue tracing over his bottom lip. He's a touch dazed, processing the soft, barely there brush of Shen Wei's lips on his. Shen Wei swallows roughly, head ducked. I apologize. I should have asked. Shouldn't have. Xiao Wei, kiss me again, please. Time passes, and the physical evidence of their brush with death fades. The trauma of nearly losing each other lingers, urging them to devote their attention to the relationship, proof that they are both alive, blooming between them. It is all they have ever wanted, the close, near-effortless intimacy they share, finally allowed to flourish under their earnest, if inexperienced, hands. And yet. Doubts gnaw at Zhao Yunlan's heart. He loves Shen Wei, an immutable fact, startling in its intensity, and he knows Shen Wei loves him. His devotion is single-minded, focused. The thought of losing that, of losing Shen Wei, terrifies him no end. And his mind whispers upsetting things in the dark hours of the night. Shen Wei will realize that you are unworthy of his attentions, his affection. He is the most powerful being on the planet, after all, and you are not but a foolish, impulsive human who can do so little for him. Shen Wei will regret. And Shen Wei will leave. Zhao Yunlan shoves the doubt down, drowning it in Shen Wei's affection. He can still feel the whisper of its teeth snapping at his ear, undeterred. Days turn to weeks, to months, and Zhao Yunlan shuts down, pulling away, guarding the fragile thing that is his heart. All of his claims of being black-hearted are just bluster. A layer of armor hiding the soft, vulnerable parts of himself. Shen Wei is the only one to worm their way behind it, to touch him there, and now it'll be his undoing. He's waiting for the other boot to drop, for Shen Wei to come to his senses. He refuses to give voice to his fears, as though it would make them a true reality instead of a simple inevitability. Shen Wei worries, afraid now that Dao Yunlan is having second thoughts about their relationship, that he is going to leave him once more, this time with no promise to find him. The cascade begins on a perfectly ordinary day, face to face with one Zhao Sinzi. The interaction is hostile, antagonistic, their usual. Already under the pressing weight of his anxiety, Dao Yunlan staggers. His self-esteem crumbles under his father's disdain, leaving a crack in his armored shell. The doubt, the fear, the despair flood into his mind, forcing him to walk away from his father, to concede defeat as he escapes. In the upheaval, Dao Yunlan buries himself in the bottle, in hopes of drowning either his emotions or himself. Shen Wei finds him that night, well on his way to alcohol poisoning, dull-eyed and depressed.
Yunlan, dear heart.
His voice is soft, cautious. Dull eyes roll to rest on him, embers of anger and resentment threatening to catch within.
Don't have to pretend. Not anymore.
Pretend? What do you...
Stop playing at being stupid, Shen Wei. It doesn't suit you.
Shen Wei takes an instinctive step back at the venom in his beloved's voice. The anger catches, blazing bright as the hurt rolls off of Dao Yunlan.
I knew it. You finally realized.
Realized what? Yunlan, please. I don't understand. I know you've been unhappy lately, and I don't know what I did to cause that. I will do anything in my power to make it right, if you'll let me.
Even if it makes you unhappy too?
Dao Yunlan makes a concerted effort to speak clearly, to be understood. Tears gather on his lashes, falling under their own weight.
If I asked you to stay, even though you've realized that I'm not worth your attention, would you? Would you stay with a petty, broken man?
Shen Wei is stunned, reeling from the heartbroken defeat in Dao Yunlan's voice. His silence stretches a heartbeat too long. The fight drains out of Dao Yunlan, leaving behind a terrible resignation. Shen Wei's reticence all but confirms his suspicions, though the refusal to put it into words, to what, spare him, grates on his temper. The last flare of fury dies as soon as it appears. His temper of late is yet another reason why Shen Wei deserves so much better. The nightmares leading to a lack of sleep have had him off balance since...
I guess not. It would be cruel to ask anyway. You...
His jaw clenches, the muscles bulging faintly as he grinds his teeth together.
You deserve the best, and... I know I'm not it. In the morning, I'll get my affairs in order, and...
Shen Wei finally breaks out of his stupor, his voice cracking...
Dao Yunlan, no! Who?
He shakes his head, forcing himself to focus.
Did I make you feel like this? What did I do? Please, tell me so that I never do it again. I love you. I always have. Please, believe me. I wouldn't lie about this. Never this.
Dohyun-lun, despite his inebriation and heartache, finds himself searching Shenwei's facial expressions, his body language. He finds heartbreak in the tears making their way down his cheeks, disbelief in the set of his jaw, self-recrimination in those fathomless eyes. Above all, he finds love etched into every other line of his body. Shenwei's posture is open, unguarded. Dohyun-lun recognizes the effort it takes him to do that, to leave himself undefended. The stillness drags on too long, and Shenwei wavers, falls to his knees, head bowed. Shenwei, ancient, eternal, unyielding, submits to Dohyun-lun. Before Dohyun-lun realizes what he's doing, he too is on his knees before Shenwei, hands on his shoulders, preventing him from bending further. Shenwei, why? You don't... I... Dohyun-lun, you are the light of my life. I would give you my still-beating heart if it would please you. His voice drops into the lower, somber register of the envoy. I love you, and my pride is a small price to pay to have you believe it. Helpless, Dohyun-lun kneels beside him, trying ineffectually to tug him to his feet. Shenwei stubbornly continues kneeling and only removes his glasses, revealing his eyes, wide and wet. Kneeling, unmasked, pride cast aside, vulnerable. All for him? Dohyun-lun laughs wetly. Shenwei, Shenwei, you deserve nothing but the best. And me? He gestures loosely at himself. I'm not it. Don't you see? I want to give you the world, but I can't. All I can give you is a washed-up cop who can't even boil water. I want so much better for you than me. His voice cracks on the last word, and he realizes Shenwei is blurring in his vision until he blinks rapidly and dashes his arm across his eyes. Shenwei's fingers tremble as he traces Dohyun-lun's cheek, gently brushing the tear tracks away.
My love, don't you understand? I love you for who you are. When I see you, even if we've only been apart for 5 minutes, my heart sings.
He says, voice softened from the envoy's darker tones, vulnerable.
I don't need the world when I have you by my side.
Dohyun-lun just gapes, unable to form a response, save for the hand tightening around Shenwei's without his even noticing, as Shenwei continues.
And without you, the world and all its riches would only be 1,000 knives to endure.
He pauses, swallowing hard, and his voice is rougher than Dohyun-lun has ever heard it when he continues again.
Dohyun-lun, I would never wish you to feel obligated to me. If you wish to be free of me, I would leave you.
Those last words are torn from him with more pain than Dohyun-lun had heard from him in his kitchen, pale-faced and wrist-bleeding dark energy, or even in a dark Dixing alleyway, bleeding from 100 wounds and unable to stand.
No!
Dao Yunlan cries instantly, unable to tolerate Shen Wei's torment. His heart lurches painfully at the very thought that Shen Wei could think, even for a moment, that Dao Yunlan didn't want him with every fiber of his being.
Shen Wei, how could you think? Of course I want you. I always... Shen Wei!
Shen Wei's wet eyes warm, and his lips edge upwards as his hand reverently grazes Dao Yunlan's cheek to the edge of his lips.
Then won't you answer both our prayers, Dao Yunlan? Let me stay with you. My heart is yours no matter where in the world you go, but I would love nothing more than to be by your side.
Dao Yunlan nods, his beard brushing against Shen Wei's hand.
Yes, I... That is all I want, to come home to you, or with you, as the case may be, to wake up beside you, to be with you.
Shen Wei's eyes glitter with more welling tears as a radiant smile lights up his face.
Thank you.
The alcohol in Dao Yunlan's system has abated under the adrenaline and heartache of the evening, leaving him with a darkly pounding headache, a deserved consequence for his foolishness, he thinks. He ignores it in favor of studying his love's face for a moment before turning his hand to press a kiss to Shen Wei's palm.
Shen Wei, please forgive me for...
He gestures vaguely with one hand. All of this. I want to be with you for as long as you'll have me, and my fears nearly fucked it all up. I'm so sorry for doubting you, Bao Pei. He nuzzles against Shen Wei's hand, emotions tangling messily in his chest.
I don't say it as often as I should, but I love you, Shen Wei. I do hope you know that.
Shen Wei draws his head to his chest, holding him close, gentle but firm. He murmurs into Dao Yunlan's hair.
There is nothing to forgive, my love. And I do know. I know your heart, and it is true to the ends of the earth. I just hope you know that I love you. Too. There is no world in which my entire heart is not in your keeping, Dao Yunlan, if you will have it.
Dao Yunlan relaxes into Shen Wei's embrace, listening to the steady beat of his heart, the soft rumble of his voice. It lulls him as exhaustion works to pull him under. His tight restraint on certain lines of thought slacken, his tired mind drifting to the root of his behavior. He's come so close to losing Shen Wei so many times. To Yetsun, to Shen Wei's self-sacrificial streak, to his own stupidity. Far too many times. Yet fortune granted him this lingering stay of execution. It is far more than he deserves, but he is grateful nonetheless. Without Shen Wei, Dao Yunlan can't bear to think about it, tries to push the thought back into the box it came screaming out of to no avail. He buries his face in Shen Wei's chest, abrupt, fighting the fresh bout of tears threatening to fall. Long fingers brush through his hair, and he fractures, a rough, gasping sob tearing from him. His hands twist in the soft cloth of Shen Wei's shirt, a desperate attempt to ground himself, to pull himself back together.
yet. Let it out, Yunlan. I have you. There is no shame in this release of emotion. I know you've been holding on to everything since then. I should have helped you long before now. I'm sorry.
Soft lips brush the crown of his head, and any semblance of control Dao Yunlan has evaporates. His tears soak Shenwei's chest as he shakes apart, repressed grief and terror finally finding their way out. And Shenwei simply continues to hold him, strong and gentle, in the embrace of his enduring love. The end. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this. If you like the story, go shoot over to the Inspired By link and leave me and Voidbound your feedback. And if you like my podfic, you can leave the feedback right here on the podfic AO3 page. I really hope you enjoyed this. We had a blast. Thank you to Voidbound for this idea and for pinging it back and forth with me on Discord. 70% of this is their work. They found all of the connective tissue and, you know, made it into a real story instead of just feelings squished out into Discord, ping-ponged back and forth. So I had a blast writing this. I had a blast recording this. Voidbound is such an awesome friend and partner in crime. Hope you enjoyed it too. His voice drops into the lower, somber registry of the envoy.
I love you.
No, lower, huh? That was already the bottom of my register.
I love you. And my pride is a small price to pay to have you believe it.
Oh. Not low enough.
I love you.
Nope, fuck. Dao Yunlan.